It's the final weekend before college football season officially begins, and it's time to make our predictions on who we think will be playing for the college football playoff, who will be playing for the national title, and some other bowl projections. This is the BunSports.com podcast. I'm Jacob Bunn. I'll be joined shortly by the college football professor, but it's this time of year, the final week before college football season, that we generally make our predictions. Last year, we got all four right. We got the championship game right, and we got the national champion right. Well, maybe not. Maybe that's a little overly exaggerating how well we did last year. But here we are again, and we're going to attempt to get it right this year. Bun Sports has made its projection. You've probably already read that. We will discuss that momentarily. But first, let's go to the college football professor. He's got some scenarios of what could happen this year in college football, because as we know, coming down the stretch, there are a lot of interesting possibilities for the college football playoff.
You know, Jacob, the word could, that's a big word. It's like the word we use at the end of the year. We say would it, what if, and that kind of thing. But just think about it. Could. What about a David with his sling, like Boise State took his stone out and took care of Oklahoma a few years ago in a big upset with some absolutely dazzling plays. Or what about a San Diego State? What if they were to rise up this year? Or Houston? The Cougars are loaded. And suppose there are several upsets along the way that opens the door for them. Or what about a couple of thoroughbreds from the same conference, like Clemson and Florida State, or Alabama and LSU? Or, you know, as you go along there, you begin to think about the fact of what could happen. And remember Baylor and TCU a couple of years ago looked like they could both get in, or one of them, and it wound up neither of them. So there's always something that happens that affects this. Or maybe a team such as Oklahoma State or Miami with a super quarterback. Wouldn't it be ironic if Mark Richt were to take Miami to the playoffs when he was criticized over and over at Georgia because he would have a great team, great year, but never made it to the Mecca, so to speak? Or we might think about, what about injury? What about the fact that teams get upset? Last year we thought when Ole Miss defeated Alabama that was going to change the landscape for the year, but it didn't. And so when you look at this, there's so many things that could happen. So many things that could take place. Will it be offense? Will it be defense that'll make a difference? Or will it be a Tennessee with a great special teams? Or will it be legends like will it be Meyer and made it last year with their brash coaches of Stoops and Dabo Swinney? So who knows? What will it be like, Jacob?
A lot of interesting possibilities that you just brought up. Miami, we have them as the ACC Coastal Division champion, and we have them playing in the Sun Bowl this year. In fact, I'll read some of the bowls that we have projected. These are some of the lesser bowls, but first I'll give you our conference champions in case you missed our other previews. The SEC, we have LSU going 12-1. Out of the Big Ten, we have Ohio State going 12-1. Out of the ACC, we have Florida State going 12-1. Out of the Big 12, we have Oklahoma going 11-1. Of course, they don't play a conference championship game this year. And out of the Pac-12, we have Stanford at 11-2. So, with those four conference champions, and we also have Notre Dame sitting there at 11-1, we had to make an interesting decision in our playoff panel. Also, to get on the record, we have American Conference, we have Houston, the MAC, we have Northern Illinois Conference, USA Western Kentucky, Mountain West, San Diego State, and we have Appalachian State winning the Sun Belt. Well, we chose four playoff teams, and you've probably already read them. Our number one seed is Ohio State, the Buckeyes out of the Big Ten. Number two, Florida State out of the ACC. Number three, LSU out of the Southeastern Conference. And we went with Notre Dame over Oklahoma. It was close, but Notre Dame's schedule this year gets them in the playoff, and we think it's going to be tough to keep an 11-1 Notre Dame team out, given traditional pressure. So we will get into our bowls now. The Sugar Bowl, we have Alabama playing Oklahoma, of course, champion of the Big 12 and runner-up from the SEC. Runner-up of the SEC West, which you could almost say is runner-up for the SEC. Rose Bowl, we have Iowa and Stanford. Orange Bowl, we have North Carolina and the true runner-up from the SEC, Tennessee. We have UCLA and Houston in the Cotton Bowl. And those are our New Year's Six bowls. So that's what BunSports.com is projecting this for this 2016 season. Every year there are games that will have a direct impact on who will play for the college football playoff. We know some of the big games, so let's talk about some of those now, Professor. What games this year, as you look at the schedule, and there are going to be some that we don't see coming. There are going to be some games that have a really, really major impact on this whole thing that we don't know of sitting here in August, but some we do know. What are those?
Well, when you think about it, think about the Ohio State-Oklahoma game. That's going to be could have great implications on who is in the playoffs. I don't necessarily think it would eliminate either team, but it would put either team kind of behind the eight ball, I guess you could say. What about Alabama-LSU? That's going to be a game that could make all the difference in the world. Or FSU-Clemson. Now, the Alabama-LSU, FSU-Clemson, seems like those are gigantic games every year. But then we come along here, Stanford and Notre Dame. That's always had a lot of bearing. It seemed like last year that game, because of losses along the way, it became kind of anticlimactic. But this year it could be a pivotal game in deciding who's going to be on top. And, you know, Jacob, as you mentioned, some of these bowls sometimes gets lost in the college football playoff scenario of four teams. What gets lost is some great, great games, great matchups that take place in many of the other bowls, like the Orange Bowl, the Sugar Bowl, a Rose Bowl. These are great matchups.
Absolutely they are, and there's no need, in our opinion, and we've held this opinion, for college football to expand greatly in the playoff. If they expand, it should be modest and well thought out. But, man, having four teams, it is such an exclusive postseason opportunity for these players to play. And if you make the playoff, you're a good team. You're one of the best in the country, and you deserve that right. A couple of other bowls we have projected. I'll read them for you. We have Auburn and Michigan State playing in the Outback Bowl, Clemson and Florida playing in the Tax Slayer Bowl, Michigan and Texas A&M playing in the Citrus Bowl. In the Music City Bowl, we have Arkansas playing Penn State, Oregon and Miami, in a matchup that I think would be a very interesting bowl. We have that for the Sun Bowl. The Liberty Bowl, Georgia and TCU. We have Oklahoma State playing Washington in the Alamo Bowl. We have Kentucky and Louisville, a battle of the Bluegrass State there for the Belk Bowl. The Birmingham Bowl here in our city, we have Ole Miss playing Navy. The Texas Bowl, we have Mississippi and the flagship university of the state of Texas, the Longhorns. And the Russell Athletic Bowl, we have West Virginia-Pittsburgh, which is a rivalry there as well. The Pinstripe Bowl, we have North Carolina State and Northwestern. Baylor and USC in the Cactus Bowl. Nebraska-Utah in the Holiday Bowl. Cincinnati-Duke in the Military Bowl. Minnesota-Western Kentucky in the Heart of Dallas Bowl. We could keep on going, but that's a taste of kind of what we project here at BunSports.com. I think sometimes the playoff matchups in the New Year's Six games kind of make some of these other bowl games get lost in the shuffle, but they are tremendous matchups and great opportunities for these young men who've worked hard.
Can you imagine what it'd be like for Ole Miss and Texas to get together in a bowl game? That would be a huge game. I think it'd be a game that a lot of people would like to see and just see how they come out. They're both good programs, got a lot of history, and they're outstanding teams now.
They are indeed. So that's kind of what we think here at BunSports.com will happen. Again, it's the fun of playing the season is that we get to see real results, and we'll have those next week. I can't wait to break down this week one in college football with the professor next Friday. You don't want to miss that show. It's going to be a monster show because we have a lot of games to delve into. But any final thoughts, Professor, as we close out this preview season? We've been previewing now for about a month and a half, talking about this 2016 season, and now it's going to be upon us here very shortly. Any final thoughts from you?
Well, you know, it's easy for us to sit here today and begin to speculate, but after we see teams play a game or two, you know, we might think they're going to be, you know, better than what we thought, or they might not be as good as what we thought. But, you know, you can look at some games that we gave these impact games, but think about the Notre Dame USC or the Notre Dame Miami game. Those are going to be pivotal games.
Absolutely.
Or Alabama and Ole Miss again this year. Or what do you think about Ohio State? They're battled with the Spartans as well as with Michigan. Or FSU, they're going to be playing Ole Miss as well as Clemson. And then LSU plays Ole Miss. So there are a lot of other games that could have real impact.
And not only that, but this first weekend provides such an opportunity, whether it's Auburn and Clemson, Alabama, USC, LSU, Wisconsin, Notre Dame, Texas, Florida State, and Ole Miss. I could keep going. You get the point. There are a lot of great matchups. What teams are going to start out on top, really get a bump in the polls, I think we'll see in week two, and what teams are going to start off in the hole? And if you are a USC, if they lose to Alabama, or a Clemson, if they were to lose to Auburn, are you out of the playoff picture? Probably not. Those are non-conference matchups that you lose one game, you're still in it. We've seen that the last few years. So I think that's an interesting aspect, too, to see how these teams start. They're going to start on top, or they're going to start off in the hole having to kind of climb their way back.
I would be very surprised if there's not a two-loss team in the football playoff this year.
Really? Well, let me ask you one other question before, as we conclude here our 2016 college football playoff and bowl preview here at BunSports.com. One more interesting question. A lot of pundits that we've talked to on the show that I work for and I've read articles all summer long about this potential scenario. Two teams from a single conference, whether it's the SEC and you have an Alabama and LSU or a Tennessee involved somehow, or a Big Ten with an Ohio State and a Michigan, or maybe most plausible, an ACC with a Florida State and a Clemson. What's your stance on that, and what do you think the viability of that happening this year would be?
Well, I think that should be the best four teams. It wouldn't matter what conference they're from. When they look at the college football playoffs, it ought to be looked at as totally different from, like, conference championships, no kind of thing. Because you see, regional games are really, really big. They're huge, and they mean a lot in that region. But when it comes to a national playoff, we're not setting up the country into regions. We're supposed to be looking at the top four teams, the best four teams, playing for a national championship. That didn't take anything away from who wins the Big Ten. Doesn't take anything away from who wins in the Big 12. It simply means that we're taking the four best teams and letting them play off so we can crown a national championship.
Couldn't agree more. This is not college basketball where you have tie-ins for your conference champions. This is college football. And if Clemson and Florida State come through the season, somebody's going to win that game when it's played in November. But if they come through the season and that's the only loss they have and they're the best two teams, I think America deserves to see the game again or see them both in the playoff. We have previewed every conference, and if you want to go back and listen to it, read it, you can do it. It's at bunsports.com. Just look at the home page. We've had the Pac-12. We introduced the college football season. We previewed the Pac-12, Big 12, ACC, Big 10, and SEC, and now we've previewed the college football playoff and national championship matchups. Again, you can find all of those at the front page at bunsports.com. Next week, we will preview week one in college football season, this 2016 edition. And as we mentioned, Alabama, USC, Auburn, Clemson, North Carolina, Georgia, Florida State, Ole Miss, the list goes on and on. Notre Dame, Texas, some tremendous names are in big-time matchups next week. So don't miss that program. For the College Football Professor, I'm Jacob Bunn. It's been a pleasure previewing these games and getting ready for this season with you, and we hope you'll join us throughout the 2016 college football season.